There was never a time that we believed it would not happen. There was a few times when it got fairly frustrating in terms of being able to put on what we wanted to do. There's never a time when I think we all looked at each other as a committee and said, you know, this just is not going to happen. Now, we had setbacks. Of course, the tornado event that hit the airport March 2nd was a very catastrophic thing to happen to us. It destroyed 21 of 23 airplanes on site and tore all of our hangars down. So that's quite a setback when you're trying to do an air show. But, you know, even from that day, it almost instilled, I think, in our committee even a more of a sense of drive and a sense of purpose of, you know, now not only is this a good idea, but we have to do this now. We have to do this to get this airport and this community back on its feet. And that's how we see the air show.
I'm curious how you all bounce back from that tornado.
It was tough. Took a lot of resolve, a lot of determination from the airport authority, a lot of support from the county. Everyone pulled together and began work on it right away. Some good support from some of the contractors that were involved in the hangar construction. We were able to get those resources pulled together very quickly. And really, it was really one of those sort of gut check moments when everyone just had to really, you know, get together and make it happen. But incredible for the airport to turn around from that event and be right back on its feet, open again within 2 weeks from the event itself, and to be hosting our first air show not 6 months later, even more incredible. So it really speaks, I think, to the will of that area and that in our community and the resolve that those people have.
And you mentioned tornado relief. Talk about how the air show will benefit the community in that way.
We are going to make a donation, undetermined as far as how much or that sort of thing. We're still looking at that. And, of course, that will be based on the amount of revenue. But the Paulding Foundation, which is what the air show is centered around, is a 501c organization. It's nonprofit. It's for was put together and founded for community development. That nonprofit organization via the Airshow Funds is going to make a donation back to the Paulding Tornado Relief Fund to put the help back where it most is needed, back to some of the families that lost a good bit during the tornado.
How much money does it take to put on something like this?
Anything in aviation is not necessarily cheap. An air show to this level, generally, once you add up all the fuel, the hotel costs, the transportation for all of your guests that you're bringing in town, runs right around pretty close to the $100,000 mark. So you can imagine that's an incredible responsibility on our part to make sure that you know, we put enough revenue back into our budget so that we can pay for that. Now, we're nonprofit, so anything that comes into the air show will go right back into the community. That's where it's going to go. So there's nobody's taking anything away from this other than just the sheer benefit of having the event.
And Darren, how important is it to the airport to have this show succeed?
It's vitally important because as we've seen the airport grow through the past 5 years, it started as really just a strip out in the middle of the woods and getting the word out and personally marketing and branding this airport and setting the benchmark of quality and what this facility represents. It's not just another strip in the woods. This is something that's built for the future. It's built for commerce. It's built for jobs. It's built to as a catalyst for economic development for that region, and it really has become a big feather in the cap of Paulding County. The success of the show, to those of us that are on the committee, it's vital, it's personal. That, to us, is, you know, it's not just the challenge, it's just that we have to do this, and this is important to get the attention for the airport, not just from a, you know, a marketing standpoint, but from a public relations standpoint, too, so that the community, there's more buy-in to this airport. There was a little bit of controversy when it was first built. And I think it was really to the airport authority's credit and others that have been involved in the project on the side that throughout the years that this thing has been pushed through despite some negativity, and people are starting to see, hey, okay, this is an event that's going to bring the community together, bring them in, you know, get aviation going, even if they're not passionate about aviation as much as the rest of us, that this is something that, okay, community is involved here, and now these guys, they really are serious, and I see why this airport was built now.